Big Country, 92.5.
KTWB.
It is time for our monthly meeting with the mayor. It's a lot of M's.
It sounds like we're in trouble, though.
Mayor Mike Huther is here. Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Nice to be back. Thanks for inviting me.
It's a busy town we got going here. First of all, we're busy, and then yeah. God decides, oh, you don't have enough on your plate. Let's throw 14 inches of rain at you.
Well, you know, it's amazing. We've been having these 100-year rain events, it seems like, every year now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to talk what's causing this, but reality is it is happening in our town. It's happening in our state. The good news is that Sioux Falls, I think we dodged a major, major bullet for all kinds of reasons. The investments that we've made in infrastructure, I think, was a big deal. And as well as we got some cooperation right at the time that we needed from the Sioux Falls citizens that got us through this major, major rain.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. We had flooding in the streets. I mean, there was a lot of rain. There was so much rain that it flooded the streets. But how did the city's infrastructure hold up under that strain? There was nothing we could do about the water. It wasn't an error. It was just rain. But how did the system function?
Well, better than it ever has for all kinds of reasons. But probably the biggest reasons is that we've invested money in flood control, in levees, in dikes, in improved capacity for our storm sewer system, improved capacity for our wastewater treatment plant. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've invested millions and millions of dollars over the last 4 years, the last 8 years, and those investments are paying off in a major, major way. Now, we still have some issues. You know, I got a little mad last week, mm-hmm. and I'm still a little mad about it. But we still have neighbors, some of them on 92.5. Some of your listeners are still pouring their sump pump water into their basement drains. And it is something that is just so, you know, it's uncalled for, because what happens is that, it's wasteful. We're taking just basically rainwater, mm-hmm. and we're having to treat it and spend a ton of taxpayer money to do that. But it's also putting your neighbors at risk. Basically, if you've got five neighbors that are putting their sump pump water into their drains, the odds are dang good that they are going to cause a flooding situation in their neighbor's basement. And if you've ever had water or sewage in your basement, mm-hmm. you know how miserable that is. And so I don't know why people do it. It takes nothing to take that sump pump water and put it out in your storm drain out in front of your lawn or your curb. But people still, they're just lazy and they don't do it.
Do you think a lot of that is negligence, or is it people just not understanding that, oh, I'm not supposed to do that?
I wish it were the latter.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I wish it were the latter, but it's I think it's a combination of all kinds of things, because we've done everything in our power to educate people that it's not appropriate to put your sump pump water into your drain.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, we're going to keep trying to get this word out. Thanks for helping us get this word out. But it's not only wasteful and expensive, but it's also dangerous. We were in the brink. Our wastewater treatment plant has never been at this capacity that it was until last week. And so, again, folks, if you want to put your infrastructure at risk, keep doing this stuff. But we're better than that.
Mm-hmm.
We're smarter than that, and we care more than that. And I think the people of Sioux Falls will ultimately get it.
So now going forward, are we after, I mean, boy, that's, if you want to test your system.
No kidding. That was
a test.
That's
a good way to do it, uh-huh. with just a rain like that. Are we set? Did it perform as it should, or are there fixes that have to go from here on out?
There's always improvements that you can make in a city. And you learn something with every event,
mm-hmm.
and we're continuing to learn. We're identifying still weak areas in our city's infrastructure. We actually, not that you're excited about this, but we actually take cameras and we go through all of our water lines, all of our storm sewer lines,
wastewater lines. Yeah. I want to see that.
We actually take cameras and we evaluate those weak spots. You know, where do we have leaks? Where do we have drainage problems?
Mm-hmm.
What held up and what didn't? So we'll continue to make investments in this city. We'll continue to do research and due diligence until, and that's the right thing to do. Cities and counties that don't do that, they pay the price in a big, big way.
I would imagine that's a way for the city department to say, you know, we have this planned for 3 years from now, but we're seeing we have to flip-flop these, you know, this part of town and that part of town,
right,
because that part of town really took the brunt of it.
You're always prioritizing things you know, with any major event, you'll find different ways to do things, and you'll see this held up very, very well, and now we've got a weak area here, and then we'll address it. And I think that's what we've done incredibly well here in Sioux Falls, and we'll continue to do that.
And it, boy, that flooding takes your mind off the hail damage, I'll tell you that.
Well, this is my fifth emergency in 4 years.
Well, knock it off.
It's insane. But your main role as mayor, as a public servant, is to keep your people safe. And you can imagine if I feel so much for those people in Weston Springs or those people in Canton or those people in Harrisburg or whatever it would be. When you are directly impacted by these incredible events, it really helps you understand how important it is to care for your neighbor, to invest in infrastructure, and stay one step ahead of these things that are obviously going to come our way. There's going to be another emergency.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's reality. And we might as well prepare for it.
When's that going to happen? What do you know?
It's going to happen. And the best that we can do is prepare for it.
Right. Let's talk about the event center. The event center is grand opening is set for October 3rd. This thing is done. We've got some issues now. Oh, it's almost done. We've got some issues with the exterior, but here we go. I mean, we're 2 months away just about.
It has been a very, very successful journey. Not only is construction going well, but now, you know, we've got our first three acts that were sold out probably in a total of about 6 hours total. So things are going extremely well. We do have what we consider is an issue with some of the exterior. There's a rounded portion on the front of our event center, and they're trying to mold or fabricate these steel panels in a kind of a circular way. And not all of them are as smooth as we would like them to be.
Right.
So we've identified this as an issue, and we've actually hired a third-party consultant to evaluate to see if it truly is an issue. But also on the good news side is that, yeah, our first three acts, they've sold out in basically hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just shows the insatiable demand for events like this. And it's going to be that way. You know, I'll never forget in the debate all the complaining that I heard. You know, people saying it's just going to be one empty cavern. We'll never sell the thing out. What a waste of money. We don't need it. And I think we're finding that we needed this thing years ago. And we're hungry. We're rabid country fans. We're rabid rock fans. We're rabid just any
live
quality
music,
of life fans. Mm-hmm. And we're going to enjoy it here in Sioux Falls for generations to come.
Speaking of enjoying quality of life, you got the big 4th of July mayor celebration coming up. What a great time this is. If you haven't been down, it's 4th of July like you remember it from when you weren't alive.
Yeah, it's old town, small. Yeah. It's quality 4th of July entertainment.
We do hokey really well on the 4th of July.
Absolutely.
But it's hokey in a great way.
It is my favorite day as your mayor, and I mean it. It is a wonderful day. We start in the morning with a run and a walk. You'll get a free t-shirt. You'll just enjoy it. 10 o'clock, we have one of the hokiest traditional parades in America, but it's a blast. Young kids on bikes and big wheels and wagons and old town music. It's just a lot of fun. And then we feed everybody, and it's a glorious meal. I mean, pork sandwich, chips, ice cream, soda, and then we listen to, you know, music and get under some big old tree, and you're hanging out with neighbors and family and friends. It's amazing. And this is something that I wish I could get everybody to understand. I'll have these people from all over the nation. They'll find out that I'm the mayor, and they'll come up to me and say, "Mayor, why doesn't every town in America do what you folks do in Sioux Falls?" And they're so dang jealous of what we do here, but it also makes us so dang proud. We do it well here. And so if you've never done it, mark my words, give it one shot. You'll do it again.
It'll be the family tradition
for
you.
You'll love it.
What time do we eat on the 4th?
I think it's I'd encourage you to get there around 11:30. Okay. But 11:30 noon, boom, you'll go, and you're gonna see a massive line, but don't worry. It goes so
really fast.
It goes so fast, you'll be through there in 5-10 minutes.
And even better, you don't need to bring a dish to pass.
Because we give
they just show up.
Yeah, we'll give you everything. And it's free.
I like that idea.
What, we all bring a dish to pass?
No, oh,
that would be a lot of food.
I was going to say, that seems like there'd be some codes that would be
violated. Yeah,
there.
Probably.
Speaking of which, summer grass mown.
Yes.
If we have disgusting neighbors, how do we remedy that?
Disgusting's a strong
word.
And by
that, I'm speaking for my neighbors.
Right.
I'm saying, if you were my neighbor, what could I do if we have people who aren't following the codes the way they should?
We, for the most part, we've got really good neighbors that live in Sioux Falls, but there are a few that have a junky car and on their lawn, or they haven't mowed their lawn for 3 weeks, and there's thistles in it, or they're doing something that is not appropriate. I'd strongly encourage you to call into the mayor's office, call into the planning and zoning team. You can even call City Sioux Falls Finest and make the report. But whether it's high grass or whether it's something else that you see, just feel free to call it on in, and we'd be happy to address that. And you're not being a tattletale. You're not being mean-spirited. You're not being unchristian-like. You know what you're doing? You're doing the right thing. We have to hold these people accountable, and so make the call. And one thing too, 92.5 listeners, you can actually be anonymous. You don't have to give your name. Call it in, and we'll follow up on it.
All right, and there's a few around.
Oh, there are.
But it's nice to know you've got it's not just an eyesore. It's actually there's codes and there's things in place to make sure that we keep our city pretty, and that's one of them.
All right, other than that, we're ready to go. We'll see you on the 4th, and we'll see you October 3rd. Did you get tickets to Jason Aldean? Are you going
to
be there?
I do. Okay. I do have tickets to Jason Aldean. I do have tickets to. I don't have tickets to Cher, but. Again, Sioux Falls, I know that you're all hungry to get to these concerts, but understand something: there's a limit in how many you can buy. You can only buy up to 4, but if you take 4 into 12,000, that means it only takes 3,000 people on the internet or on the phone or waiting in line to basically sell out a concert like Jason Aldean. The good news is that these aren't going to be the only concerts that we're going to have in Sioux Falls.
Right.
You know, what we're going to now, this is going to be the routine. We're going to have big concerts like this. We'll continue to sell them out, and we'll bring in more and more talent. And we'll be doing this for a long, long time. But right now, it's new, it's fun, it's exciting, and everybody wants a piece of it. And that's why we built this this event center. For those of you who voted yes, I thank you, because you helped make this a reality. For those of you that voted no, I understand it, but we still want you to be part of this fun, part of this excitement, and I think that you'll see that ultimately it was the right thing to do.
Mayor Mike Huether, our guest, is a monthly stop by here at the Chris and Doc Show. Thanks for coming in. We will see you next month, and good luck.
See you next month. Thank you.